And tonight's game, this morning's game. Greg, it's breakfast time here. This morning's game brought to you by the Matthew J. Morehand Assessment Center for Athletes, part of Barnabas Health. Life is better, healthy.
Speaking of breakfast, did you get the bagel up top there a little earlier?
There was a bagel?
Bagel, coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck. We missed that station.
Second quarter. Starting here with a snap of the football. Point Beach leading Shore Regional 6-0. Across the formation in motion was number 33, Moore. Here's the carry again for Miller, who again is dropped in the backfield. That time Noah Yates coming up to make the tackle. Also number 27, Tanner Smith there. Jacob DiLorenzo, number 34. What a performance so far for Point Beach.
You know, we talked to both coaches on Thursday night on our weekly show, and we tried to get who has the advantage in playing back-to-back, the team that won, the team that lost. And I don't think either of them really thought there was an advantage, but clearly this Point Beach team is a very different team than they were 9 days ago, 8 days ago.
Jack Britton, part of a trips formation, off to the left side. Mew from the shotgun, wants to throw, pumps once, in trouble, runs through one sack, runs through another, lets it fly into the flat. This one deflected in the air and falling incomplete. Great pressure by Point Beach, who today playing with a six-man defensive line, getting a lot of pressure on Mew, who can't get away from it, and on fourth down now and long, will have to punt for the second time today.
Well, Matt, that's a good call there with the six-man front, because that obviously is a change for the goals, and it may take till halftime adjustments for sure to get in this football game.
Mew will step into this one. Low snap, no pressure.
Kicking into the wind.
Yeah, wobbly punt. We'll take it, bounce backwards and get downed at the 31-yard line of Shore Regional. Big opportunity here for Point Beach. Short field to work with. They lead it 6-0, 11 minutes to go in this second quarter.
That becomes only about a 10-yard net punt by Mew.
That's a good indication of what the wind is like. It may not seem like a whole lot of wind, but down here at field level, it's blowing pretty good, and that definitely held up that punt.
Marshall Gumbis will split out as the halfback with Wagrizniak in the backfield. Fraunheim as the wingman. Gumbis will get it off the left side. Get down inside the 30 to the 28-yard line. Tackle made by Miller. Make it second down and about eight. Make it seven with 10:40 to go here in the first half.
You know, Beach with this great field position with the win at their back would really love to get a two-score advantage over what appears to be a shell-shocked Blue Devil team.
Well, Grizniak gets it. He's hit in the backfield. A blitzing James Bedell comes through to make the stop. That's a loss of three, maybe four. Make it third and 11.
Well, that could change the whole possession. That's a big-time play by Bedell as he shot the gap and brought Wagrizniak down before he could get going. And now, as you said, third down and 11, a passing situation for a team that doesn't throw it a whole lot. 87 pass attempts by Fioretti in 11 games. That's eight a game.
Tanner Smith, number 27, checking into the game here. Could be four-down territory for Beach.
By the way, Fioretti last week against Shore was 3 of 19 and had 3 passes intercepted.
Beach here with a rare 4 wide receiver set. 3 left, 1 back to the right. Hanging in the pocket is Fioretti. Lets it fly down towards the goal line, and it is intercepted. Picked off by Mike Moore, number 33, the junior safety. His first interception of the season. And off the touchback, this football is coming back out to the 20-yard line. And Shore Regional able to avoid a disastrous set of field position circumstances and get the football back.
Well, they had Fraunheim and Barry both down the left sideline, and to me it looked like Fioretti just threw it up. If he had really looked carefully, Barry, the tight end, with the short player, was actually wide open and uncovered down the left sideline, but he threw it deep, and it was nothing more than a punt.
I formation off the give. It's Miller who's hit hard. Breaking the plane of the 20 to the 22-yard line. Bill Barry, good-looking middle linebacker, 5'7", 210 as a senior, hard hit. And a one-yard pickup will leave it second and 9. There was a late flag that came out. It will be against Shore. on a hold at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Barry came up quick. That was our best hit of the game so far, you know, as we're at the 9-minute mark, second quarter. Barry is a savage hitter for the Gulls.
9:25 with the penalty. And the ball marched back to just outside the 10-yard line. So essentially first and 20 coming up here. Point Beach taking a long time in the huddle. They do break now. They will send number 33, Mike Moore, in motion. Moore will get it. Look for the corner. Has the edge a little bit. And then pushed out of bounds about the 18-yard line. Pickup of 8. Second down and 12 coming up.
Got most of the penalty yardage back. So a second down and 12, Matt. As you said, it's with 9 minutes left in what has been a very fast-moving first half with Point Beach leading it 6-0. Nice to see the scoreboard working so well.
At least the clock works. Second and 12. Cole Barali will split out as the single receiver this time. He'll run into the pattern. Three-man pattern. That's the target down the middle of the field. This one up and down. Had it in his hands. Couldn't hang on to it. Fioretti there on the coverage right around midfield. Make it third and 12. Pretty good throw by Mew.
Yeah, very good throw into the wind. One-on-one coverage on the post pattern. But credit Fioretti. Was in great position. And then when they went up, was able to knock the ball away for an incomplete pass. Third down and 12.
Jack Britton running the play in. Let's see what Shore does here on third and 12. Clock stopped, 8:55 to go. Tight end Nayhart will set himself formation left. Eye set, wing receiver off to the right side. Mew, a little play action, in trouble. He'll just throw it away. The intended target, closest man, Mike Moore. Again, heavy pressure coming up the middle for Point Beach with that six-man defensive line.
It just seems like Point Beach is throwing more bodies than there are blockers for Shore Regional.
Well, think about it. It's actually simple math. You've got six defensive linemen and five offensive linemen. And unless you leave the tight end or back end, you're going to be outnumbered every time. Mew to punt for the third time. Low snap. Able to pick it up. Get off a pretty decent kick into the wind. This time it will take a Shore Regional bounce and roll down inside the 40-yard line, down at the 39.
Boy, Mew did a great job of averting what could have been a disaster there for the Blue Devils.
Shore Regional guys have not done anything right in this game so far. They got to consider themselves pretty lucky to be down only 6-0. Beach very easily could have three scores on the board.
Point Beach had that long opening drive, yep. Came away with nothing, an interception on the last drive, sandwiching a 6-yard touchdown run from Fraunheim. Gumbus will get it this time off the left side. Stacked up with a line of scrimmage. Good tackle by Mike Moore, who came up to make the hit, number 33. Sure, more of a 4-4 team, but they will operate with some different looks. They'll go 5-man front. They'll go 3-man front. Second down and 10 coming up. Fraunheim and Barry. Wing tight end combo. Wagrzniak gets it, running right. Stacked up a bit at the 41-yard line. Bedell making the tackle with Vaccaro and Britton. Make it third and 8. Seems like Kevin Shore has maybe changed their plan here defensively a little bit.
Matt, I was just going to say that they have definitely made some early adjustments. They are getting to the Garnet Gold ball carriers right at the line of scrimmage. And I think the philosophy here has to be, let's force Fioretti to throw. Remember, he completed 3 passes last week against them. They intercepted 3. So far, his early throws have not been good either.
Third down and about 8. Fioretti. Play action, rolling left, flags out on the snap. This is procedure against Point Beach. We'll back them up 5 and make it more of a 3rd and 13. These two teams have developed into a pretty good rivalry matchup the last couple of years. You got to go back now. Point Beach kind of burst on the scene in the first year under John Wagner. They went 8-3 that opening year, won the division last year. Two teams were on a collision course for where they are today in the Central 1 final, but the eventual champion, Florence, knocked out Point Beach in an upset in the semifinals. Shore Regional went for it on a fourth down in the CJ1 final a year ago, came up just short, lost to Florence, and here they are today on a Saturday in December. Third down, let's call it 12. Fioretti, play action, rolling, in trouble, and will get dropped. Matt Perotto, the 6'2", 276-pound senior with the sack, and on fourth down and long, Point Beach will have to punt for the first time today.
You're starting to get a sense that the game is shifting just a little bit, shifting because of the Shore defense, which clearly has buttoned things up a bit, and now will force Point Beach to punt for the first time today.
Zach McCartney, who doubles as the kicker, will move back into punt formation. Mike Moore standing in his own 35-yard line. This kick is blocked. Hanging high in the air, it is fielded by a Shore Regional player, Dom Liana, able to catch it at the 29-yard line. Shore brought the house and right up the middle, able to get their hands on it.
Well, you know, about 2 minutes ago, Ed says Shore is kind of lucky that they're only down six. I couldn't agree more. And now they're in a position where they could actually take the lead as you kind of feel the momentum, which Point Beach clearly had for the first quarter and a half of this game, is turning.
Mew quickly back up under center on first and 10. Here's the carry for Miller. Going to try the left side. Slowed at the line of scrimmage by Yates and then cleaned up by Wagrzniak for about a 2-yard pickup at the 27-and-a-half-yard line. Chris Johnson will bring the play in as the wide receiver, 5'6", 118-pound junior. Splits out wide to the right. Wings to either side. Movement up front for Point Beach, getting the defensive line set from the wing spot. It'll be Miller again on the carry. Rounds it down close to the 21-yard line. Tackle made by Fioretti. Make it third down and two. 5:15 to go in a first half that has flown by. Point Beach leading 6-0.
One of the better runs of the day for the Blue Devils to pick up five. Big third down here.
Third and two. Wings either direction. It'll be Moore. His turn. Hit behind the line of scrimmage, spinning forward, going to be really close.
I think he got, well, oh, they
got a pretty good mark, I think.
It's very close.
They may measure this one.
Yeah, I think they will, Ed.
Nope. No, they're giving it to him.
Okay.
They will say first down.
The thing is, guys, when you run the wing T offense, as Shore does, as both teams do, obviously, you've got to keep running it. As long as you don't fall behind by two or three touchdowns, you keep running what brought you to the dance, and that's the wing T offense and Miller, and they'll keep running it as long as they can.
Chris Francisco in at the fullback spot. It's Moore to get it again. Nice duck under move. Starting left, going right to the outside. Found some seams off that way to the 12-yard line before he's taken down by Fraunheim. That's a gain of close to seven. Make it second and three for the first time today. Shore threatening, trying to tie this one up, take the lead with six, and then the extra point.
Blue Devils mixing things up a little bit, and again, starting to get back into this one. You know, we discount the fact that 10 o'clock start is so early for these teams that were up so early this morning, unusually for a football Saturday.
Single wideout set off to the left. It'll be Francisco, this time hit at the line of scrimmage and dropped by Bronson Liguori, number 53. One of the four defensive tackles on that six-man defensive line. And maybe after this play, we'll talk about kind of the rarity that we're seeing today. You don't really see many 6-2 defenses anymore. Let's hold it for after this third down play. Third and a long two. 3:20 to go in this second quarter. 6-0, Beach leads, and Shore Regional will have to burn a timeout. We'll keep it here with 3:16 to go, and Point Beach up by 6-0. Ed, talk about defensively the change that Point Beach. They're traditionally a 4-4 team, but they've taken basically two outside linebackers and substituted them with two more defensive tackles.
Yeah, I don't know if they substituted, Matt. What they did, though, is they brought their defensive ends down to play defensive tackles and then brought their outside linebackers up to the line of scrimmage and play their tight ends or their wing backs, depending on what set Shore throws at them. That means there's two linebackers and obviously only three in the secondary, two corners and a safety. So basically that's what they've done, and so far Shore has not really figured it out. As I said before, it may take them till halftime, till they get on the blackboard and go over blocking schemes to figure out the 6-2 defense.
Our game today is brought to you in part by Capone's Pizza and Pasta Restaurant in downtown Toms River. Come check out their new dining area, formerly known as Jimmy C's. From pizza to pasta, it's all good at Capone's.
Third down and a long two coming up. Split back set with Francisco and Miller together. Movement up front. This is going to be against Shore. And back him up, number nine, Brandon Nahart, the tight end, got the early start. It'll cost them five.
And that will cause more anxiety for the colorful Mark Costantino, the Shore coach, who was animated in having to call that timeout because he didn't like what he saw from his offense.
Well, that'll change completely, yep, this third down call.
They are in four down territory, and by the way, they have a terrific field goal kicker in Jake Montero. Nine field goals this year.
9 of 11 on third down and eight. Three back set. Mew, play action, dumping it in the flat. Ball was deflected by Tanner Smith. He and Kevin Barry both crashing off their defensive end spots. Mew couldn't get anything on it. And now on fourth down and eight, it looks like we will get a crack at whether or not to see Jake Montero can put up his 10th field goal of the year.
And this one will be into a strong wind, which is starting to gust a bit.
Yeah, this will not be easy from 34 yards. This is not going to be an easy kick.
This will be a 34-yard attempt out of the hold of Johnson. Good snap, good hold,
not a chance. Close.
Off to the right and short by, I would say, a good 7 or 8 yards.
Yeah, I think he got under it a bit, Matt, and the problem is if you let that ball get up in the wind, it's just going to get blown back. We've already seen that with the punt game, and that one had no shot. So Point Beach will survive a little bit of a scare there as they overcome the blocked punt. Defense tightens up. The big penalty really kind of hurt that drive as well, and the Garnet Coles, with 3:06 left in the opening half, and a 6-0 lead, will take it over at their own 20.
Point Beach dominating in many areas here today. Time of possession has certainly been one of them, seeing if they can close out this first half with maybe another score. Well, Grzniak gets it, and he will pick up a yard just to the 21-yard line. Make it 2nd and 9. I guess the question here, Ed, would be how much of a rush is Point Beach in to maybe see if they can get points on the board, or content to just kind of go in and talk about it at halftime?
Well, I'm happy going in at 6-0. That's my opinion, Matt. But I think if they don't want to give it back, obviously they're going to have to pick up at least one first down here with 2:30 and running.
Tight end wing set off to the right side. Fraunheim will get it. Push the pile forward to the 24-yard line. That's a gain of 3. Make it 3rd and 6. Chris Francisco from the outside linebacker spot leading the charge for Shore Regional.
Fraunheim did a pretty good job of getting some positive yardage out of that, but, Matt, there is no doubt about it. The Shore defensive philosophy has changed on these last three possessions, and the Beach ball carriers are being met right at the line of scrimmage.
And keep in mind, Coach Wagner over on the Beach sideline, he's got one thing in his mind. If he's got a punt again, his last one was blocked.
Exactly.
3rd down and 6. Fioretti back under center. Tight end right, wing receiver left. Fioretti looking to roll off the left side. In trouble. He's not going to have the first down. Barely gets back to the line of scrimmage.
You're sure you're calling a timeout?
Timeout.
What are you?
Yeah, it took him about 10 seconds to do it.
Yeah, I don't understand that at all.
Kevin, you made a good point before about these kids on both teams going both ways. And the point I'll stress as far as that's concerned is that you never have time to talk to these kids offensively and defensively on the sidelines to make adjustments. That's why I keep reiterating that it may take until halftime to make some adjustments for both teams.
Ed, that's a great point.
You just never have time. They're always on the field. Even most of them also play on special teams.
Yeah. That is pretty typical of Group 1 programs where numbers are always an issue. And these two schools have pretty decent numbers, especially Shore for a Group 1 school.
Shore will put 10 on the line of scrimmage right now. I think it's another great time to go after the kick with a minute 29. And they are bringing pressure and do get the kick again. This one blocked, but it gets a good roll forward for Point Beach on the second block punt of the day. This one, a much different set of circumstances, gets down to at the Point Beach 44-yard line.
But you know what? As you said, that's twice now the Beach has punted, and they've gotten a good block, and that one a more of a partial deflection. But that'll be in a halftime adjustment Beach will have to make.
Yeah, and that adjustment may be to go for a fake punt, because they have all 10 people coming, nobody looking out for any type of fake. The only man deep is the return guy, and that's dangerous at some point.
First down now and 10 for Mew. Play action, pumps one, sets up the screen, set it up well. There's a wall of blue in front for Goldsmith. Makes the catch in midfield, rumbles his way forward into Beach territory at the 33-yard line.
Well, that's how you beat the blitz, and that was the perfect call on first down as Beach has sent everyone after Mew, and that time he found Goldsmith. A nice gain at the one-minute mark and challenging at the 33.
Mew will send wing receiver out to his right side, going to roll, stop, in trouble, and will throw it into the ground. There's the penalty flag. This is going to be intentional grounding.
That's a good
on Shore
call.
Regional.
That's a good call. I know they're going to say the Shore's argument is going to be there was a running back about 10 yards away, but that was clearly one in which he was just trying to avoid the sack. I think that's a good call. By the way, the officials this afternoon, we should mention them real quick. The referee is Vin Simon. The umpire, Ken Hand. Mike Napolitano is the linesman. The line judge is Benny Rivera. Dennis Rahosik is the field judge, and the side judge is Chris Simon.
53 seconds to go with the penalty. The ball spotted back in Shore territory at the 49-yard line. It's also a loss of down. Make it second and long.
They've got to get down to the 23 for a first down.
Here's Goldsmith on the carry up the middle. Quick trap play. Gets back into Beach territory at the 48. And now with 40 seconds left and a third down and long.
Well, it doesn't look like Shore's in any hurry here, Matt. I still think they have a timeout left, but I think that penalty, they've kind of given up on this drive.
Jack Britton will run the play into the huddle. Just if you had anything in your bag of tricks that you wanted to use in the first half, now would be the time, because this may be the final play of the first half. Pitch off to the right side for Miller. Good head of steam. Miller cutting back against the grain. Stays on his feet. Tripped up at the 31-yard line. Now Shore Regional will use that last timeout. And with 7 seconds to go, they'll have a chance for one heave into the end zone. Tanner Smith making the tackle for Point Beach.
That could have been a touchdown-saving tackle. He was cutting across the other side of the field, and had he gotten past Smith, he would have had a lot of green in front of him. So now Blue Devils likely with one more play. And I guess, if anything, right, you can throw a Hail Mary if you wanted to here.
So you put something into the end zone, unless you want to try that screen again if you think that Point Beach is going to bring pressure.
Yeah, you could do that.
Problem is, with 7 seconds, you're going to have to get it into the end zone on a screen, Matt, because I don't know if there'll be enough time by the time you set up a screen to run another play. So,
yeah, and I would think that barring a quick incomplete pass, this would be the final play.
Well, fourth down. So
yeah,
it's going to be the last play because Beach will just take a knee. But
all right, here we go.
I formation this time from you. Has Goldsmith and Miller in that tandem. Play action. Mew stumbles, hit, throws down towards the goal line. This one is up, deflected, and almost right into the hands of Cole Borali, who had it go right past him. And the teams will head into the locker room. Entertaining first half, and comes to a fitting, exciting our score right now, with Point Beach leading. Ed.
I got Coach Kaz here. Kaz, it seems to settle down after the first series by Beach with a few adjustments to defense.
Right. Yeah, it's expected. You know, we gave them that long run. We missed the tackle. They came out playing hard. We're just not finishing drives. It's been our problem all year. It's been our nemesis not finishing. So we're getting the ball start second half. Hopefully we just settle down, and we're a play away.
Hey, punt team looks good.
Yeah, well, great.
Good luck second half.
Mark Costantino in his 22nd year here for Shore Regional, looking for another state championship, his most recent 2010. We'll step out, take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll pop around here, talk about some of the other activity taking place. We will get our second game of the day up and running around 4 o'clock. That is Brick and Colts Neck in the Central Jersey Group 4 final, and talk about some of the other games taking place involving the Shore Conference teams as well. We're back in 2 minutes. Point Beach leads here in the CJ1 final, 6-0. You're listening live on 1160, 1310 AM on the Shore Sports Network.